We hunger. As human beings, we hunger. We hunger to love. We hunger to be loved. We hunger for intimacy. We hunger to be known. We hunger to be accepted. But as human beings, we seek those longings in ways that always come up short. We seek love in almost a pseudo-love, what may just kind of feel good superficially. We seek intimacy in almost just the exploitation of another person. We seek to be known and accepted by our careers, how much money we earn, how many degrees we have, what kind of car we drive, how big is our home. And we wonder, why are we not really satisfied? Why is that longing still burning in the depth of our heart? We are not very unlike the Israelites who follow Jesus, rushed after Jesus across the sea. If you remember last week, and I'm sure you were all at Mass last week, the Gospel, where Jesus fed the 5,000. Sweet deal. This guy's pretty cool. He's going to feed us. We like him. I can go with Jesus. He's going to feed me. They wanted to make him king. Jesus could have been king. Satan tempted with that. Right after his baptism, Satan offered him that. But Jesus did not want to be a temporal king. He wanted to be king, most surely. He wanted to be king of their hearts. He wanted to truly satisfy them, not just physically, but those deeper longings in the very depth of their heart that he and he alone could satisfy. As Christians, as Catholics, we should know that for all the things we deeply, deeply, truly desire, only God can satisfy. And yet as we recognize those longings, we also recognize that just like the Israelites, we are on a journey. We are in the desert. This is not our home. This is not it. This is not the final. We live like that, unfortunately, but this isn't it. But the journey is difficult. For yes, Jesus did, whose cross and resurrection win for us victory over sin and death. But the path and the road to salvation, every one of us must walk. So he provides. He provides for the journey. For just like the Israelites, as we heard in that passage from Exodus today, sometimes we just want to turn back. It's too hard. It's too discouraging. It asks too much of us. We want to go back. God provides to sustain us, to strengthen us, to console us in Jesus. So for me, it sort of begs the question, with this parish, on a journey. What are we about? What are we truly, truly about? We better be about Jesus Christ. We better be about Jesus. Because goodness knows we have so much work to do. God has entrusted this parish, you, with 30,000 kids that are in 2 weeks are going to descend upon Morgantown, and I'm going to hate to drive. But guess what? They're ours. They are ours. Coming from a really screwed up world and a lot of screwed up families and some screwed up churches, and you're in our lap. And sometimes you're going to say, look, you know what? Let's not deal with it. Let's kind of like put it aside and deal with it, okay? And go back. And go back. But that's not our call. We can answer that if we are all about Jesus. Now, if you don't want to be about Jesus, you need to let me know. Because if we're not about Jesus, we are going to rot. And I did not come down here to watch you rot. If you don't want to be about Jesus, I'll get on a shrimp boat in the Caribbean and nobody's going to find me. I need to know now. Or actually, you need to know. Because only you can answer that question. You know, they challenged Jesus. They sort of like put him over the edge. When he told them, there is something greater than the temple here. There is something greater. He was speaking of himself. That great temple, the heart of Israel, their very life, he was greater than. As Catholics, we have something greater than the temple here. That's greater than the temple. And that is what we should really be all about. Is the Eucharist. Okay. Spoiler alert. I am not a perfect man. I hate to admit that. I hate to admit that. But it's true. But God has given me a gift. For you are my family. You're all I've got. And I want you to be, I want me to be, I want you to be about Jesus. For then we will never truly hunger. We will never truly thirst. Boy, I wish I could tell you this is going to be easy. And I wish I could tell you you're going to agree with everything I do and you'll like everything I say. But you know that's not the case. Nor am I going to agree with everything you say or be happy with everything you do. But we'll be okay. We will be okay. If we remember and ask ourselves, does everything that we do, every decision we make, point to Jesus Christ? It's not about me and it's not about you. Does it point to Jesus Christ? And if it doesn't, then we've got to recalibrate. Maybe go in a different direction. We've got to be about Jesus Christ. So as we go forward, We know Jesus promised He would be with us always as we travel. Let's make sure that we are with Him.